taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy hump day. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew, brought to you the New School way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. I did see something. Was it Casa Bovina?
Mm-hmm.
They got a big old cheese. Like, I can't eat cheese, but that cheese did look good.
Can't? Yeah. Or choose not to?
Both. I'm Dang. Lactose. I'll blow the top off of this place. Then I'd be out of commission. Out of commission. So if you guys are stopping over at Casa Bovina, that cheese, the big old like circle of cheese, it looks pretty good. So I did see that today.
So you're telling me you're not going to be one of those people in England that's like running down the hill after that wheel of cheese?
Mm-mm. You can have it. We can start the race, but I ain't finishing. Yeah, man, that's unfortunate, you know, but oh well. But what's fortunate though, the New York Giants have their quarter. They have quarterbacks. They signed Jameis. Or got rid of Daniel Jones. And a coach is on the hot seat, so you have to sign veterans. There's no way you can draft first of all, here's what I really think happened. And this is actually probably a good move. And I don't know who Cam Ward and I'm assuming Shador. I don't know if they have the same agent, you know, because sometimes, you know, like Tom Condon used to represent all the quarterbacks mm-hmm. and stuff. Or whoever their agents are, if they have really good agents. Now you don't ever want to tell a team not to draft you, especially that high. But you can strongly encourage them not to draft you, and it's not because of the organization. When Eli, I think, didn't want to go to San Diego, it was based on the organization, how it was run. This is a situational decision. If I was an agent and a player. Now, I think they feel comfortable that teams will trade up to those slots and draft them high because they clearly the top two quarterbacks. And you can throw Jackson Dart in there and the dude from Louisville and all that.
I'm not buying that. Either one of them. I'm not saying that they don't have success, but right now it just feels like forced. The agent sent someone a message.
It's forced. And I like Jackson Dart. I don't like him up where they're trying to say, like, he's number two. No, he's not. But I like him. If you want to get him late in the first round, I think he could be something. I do like him, and he's got a lot more toughness than what.
Well, Moxie.
Yeah, he does, because remember he got knocked out early in the Georgia game, came back and did his thing. So that kind of showed me a lot. But for Brian Daboll and the GM, they're on the hot seat. That's coming from via the owner.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an agent and or a quarterback, and one of the questions I would have, and this is probably what you should be, what I would advise them to be asking if they're at the combine. You know, why, you know, you got to look out for your career, right? Now, you don't ever turn down, you're not going to not show up. But an agent, if you're a good agent, and you know you got those two dudes, you don't want to go there in that situation. Because it's just like the Chicago Bears. You draft Mitchell Trubisky, ton of turnover at offensive coordinator and head coach. Now you're not good enough. Justin Fields, the same thing. Now they got some continuity and probably – not continuity, because now Caleb Williams has a new coach, but they seem like you got an offensive-minded coach and you got some people to be there. So if you're the top two quarterbacks, that's not where you want to go. So then, therefore, they have to take a pivot, because they probably would like a quarterback. Because normally, Austin, a GM and a head coach draft a rookie quarterback, that gives you an extra year.
Yeah.
Right. They don't have anymore.
No.
Because they already paid Daniel Jones and they're pointing the finger at the GM and the head coach. So now, in the free agency, late in the free agency, you signed Jameis as kind of a stopgap, and that lets you know it was still an option maybe to jump up and draft a quarterback. Well, then they went total pivot and went and got Russell Wilson. And, you know, Russell Wilson, just like he did last year with Pittsburgh, he's not going anywhere. That he's pretty much not penciled in or somewhat pinned in as the starter. Jameis is a capable backup. DeVito is going to have to, you know, try to, you know, be the third team quarterback. And so that's how he ends up in New York, even though it's probably not an ideal situation for either party. They're going to try to make it work. And if I'm Brian Daboll, I'm going with the former Super Bowl champion, guy that was somewhat productive last year. Malik Nabers should like it, be able to get deep. So he's more of a viable option in the New York versus, you know, a rookie.
Giants picking at number three. Mm-hmm. Do you think that signing Russ and Jameis gives them the thought of moving back in the draft and adding more capital? Or do you think that they're going to stay put at number three and take best
available? I think they can do either. You can look at it like, okay, say it goes Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, then you could get Travis Hunter. Or so let's say it goes Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, you can get not obviously not a quarterback, you can get somebody else that you think, or trade back and get a couple picks in the first round.
Could you still take a quarterback and then trade either Russ or Jameis?
No.
That's a pretty decent asset though. Someone's quarterback goes down, you can dangle one of those two guys.
No. If they wanted Russ, and Jameis probably had more, his phone was ringing a lot more than Russ, just based on, you know, what he's a really good backup, can give you he's kind of like he's the brother version of Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's gonna give you really good games, and he's gonna have that game where he had like 5-6 interceptions.
Yeah, fair.
But throw for a lot of yards. He's a great locker room guy. You know, I hate it for Jameis because he went to Tampa when they weren't Trump tight as an organization. He couldn't see. I didn't even know that he
needed LASIK.
Yeah, and so I don't think they're going to draft. I think they're going to try to draft the best available. If they don't get somebody that just gives them their asking price quarterback. Now, what will drive up that asking price is one of the quarterbacks goes, or like one or two. Or, you know what I mean? Or a team that wanted a quarterback or really wants Travis Hunter, that really, or somebody like that, or Abdul Carter, or some, you know, wants to get to that number three. But most likely a team that needs a quarterback is going to go at three, because they're figuring that Abdul Carter is going one or two. That's the way it's always kind of been. And then Travis Hunter, you could see going, you know, maybe as low as four or five based on, you know, who's picking.
Tennessee did request that private workout with Cam Ward. You think it's legit? You think it's a smokescreen?
I think it's a smokescreen. I think he would be great. I think Shador would be great there. I mean, right now, man.
So Tennessee then must think they have someone, they have good intel on someone that really wants Cam Ward.
They do all types of stuff. They waste a lot of time playing this.
Playing like, mind games. Yeah. So scouting.
It's like, no, they do enough scouting, but they're trying to, you know, they'll have the perception that they're going to draft Austin Orman, but the whole time that they're going to draft Jay Foreman. And that's either to drive the price up or just in case they, you know, just somebody picks me in earlier. So, but they're number one. They say they're going to take best available, you know, from the, you know, and it's always funny. The guys that they say that's going number one early in the process never goes, because it was Abdul Carter.
Well, I mean, there's a very rare case, right? Like a Trevor Lawrence or an Andrew Luck. Other than that.
Right. And especially with a defensive player, Abdul Carter and two quarterbacks.
Even Myles Garrett wasn't there.
Right. And so, I don't know. It's just whoever falls in love with you and talks themselves into or out of drafting you. But I think Cam Ward's a franchise quarterback. I think he's going to be a typical rookie, a lot of excitement and all that. And I think that he's going to have probably some maybe more downs just because of he's a gambler. I mean, he's pushing the ball downfield. I mean, under it's third and two. I don't need to check down. I want touchdown. That doesn't work in the league. But he's very athletic. He loves football. I think he has good leadership skills. But I think if you need a guy in the Giants position or somebody like that to step right in and you know, potentially get you, you know, pro ready, I think it's Shador.
You get to start a franchise with either Cam Ward or Anthony Richardson. Where are you going, GM Jay Foreman?
I'm going Cam Ward. It's not even close. See, I felt like Anthony Richardson was more potential versus production. I think Cam Ward has done it at Washington State. It was in Carson Incarnate Word, Washington State, Miami. He's done it everywhere he's been, mm-hmm. whether it's with little assets as far as in the skill positions. Mm-hmm. Washington State probably a little bit more. And even Miami's skill position guys out on the outside aren't, you know, up to, you know, normal. You know, mm-hmm. you're the normal guys that come out, and he's been very productive.
Yes.
And so I think Cam Ward does it. I think he's pretty – I know that there's some immaturity issues off the field that kind of people are kind of like looking into, but I don't think they're a detriment to where, you know, he can't lead a franchise.
Normal college kid stuff, not
right. You'd like a little bit more of some stuff, and then I think he, you know,
a little more buttoned up out of your
of his crew and all that, and that's just, you know, hopefully a conversation that, you know, whoever can get his ear, and maybe to his agent, that you got to really, really, you know, look at. And maybe that's the reason why the Giants have moved out of there, because maybe they think Cam Ward is the number one quarterback. And then they said, you know what, some of the intel, because I can guarantee you, they've been watching him for over a year.
Yeah, this doesn't just start draft eligible.
Yet. Right, and then they're is guilty by association, who you hang out with, so they're formulating opinions. So the Giants stuff is interesting. The whole quarterback offseason has been interesting, like Sam Darnold going to Seattle, and he's a franchise quarterback. You could have just kept Geno.
Yeah.
You just could have kept Geno. Now, but you bring in Sam Darnold and you give away your best receiver. Now you got Njigba Smith or Smith and Njigba, but man, it's interesting. Then you got Aaron out there being called to the carpet by Cam Hayward like every single time he's on his podcast.
Yeah.
He said, listen, you need to make a decision sooner or later. If you come in here, you better be about winning. So what he's letting him know, you're not coming in this locker room and running things. I am the mm-hmm. the boss of this locker room, rightfully so. This is how we do things here. You can be a part of it, but you have to make sure you want to be a part of it. And maybe that's what's really, you know, got him out there and contemplate what he wants to do, because there's nowhere else he can go. The Vikings have kind of shied away from it. They probably want him at a little bit lower price tag.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
I think if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm hightailing. I'm talking to Mike Tomlin right now. I'm trying to go to Pittsburgh.
Okay, that was my question then. If you're looking at this from the outside in, is Aaron Rodgers more likely to take an offer that he doesn't agree with to keep playing football? Or would Aaron Rodgers be the type of guy that says, nope, didn't get what I wanted, vacation?
I could see him. I don't think he's going to go somewhere and be somewhere that he didn't want to. I think he's going to, if he goes to Pittsburgh, I think he's going to be going in there 80-85% with his mind right, and 15% is just going to be him getting, you know, acclimated. I could also see him taking a year off doing his thing and then getting picked up somewhere else next year, or just walking away. And that might be more appealing to him, because I don't know if he'd make dollar for dollar what he's going to get if a contract in football wise, mm-hmm. but I'm sure if he started doing his media stuff, he would be getting paid pretty good. And then that would also give him all the attention too. Why aren't you playing? You know, your last six games you played good. We really want, you know, you should be playing, you know, and all that. He'd get his fill there, and then, you know, I got to get hit.
Getting hits with.
I don't understand. I don't understand what takes a guy like that long to make a decision.
I do is the thing, because if Aaron Rodgers wants to play, he should have a list of teams in mind going in with his agent, right? I want to talk to team X, team Y, and team Z. Mm-hmm. But Jay, I do think teams are smarter now, right? I think 10 years ago, 15 years ago, certainly 20, teams would have said, there's a big name quarterback available. We got to go get him with less regard for what he is compared to what he was. We can get the best out of him again. I think front offices are a lot smarter now. And I think Aaron Rodgers is negotiating either like he's 5 years younger or the league is 5-10 years younger, right? Because at this point, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers gets the contract he wants because he doesn't deserve it anymore based on his play on the field.
Yeah.
He's decent. He's fine. But across sports, fewer and fewer teams are paying for what you did. More and more teams are paying for who you are or for what you're going to be, outside of course, you know, rookie scale where they're obligated to pay the scale. But I just don't think Aaron Rodgers can be as picky as he wants to be anymore. And I don't know if that's set in on him yet.
Yeah, I know. It's tough because, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player, no doubt about it. The situation in New York wasn't ideal. He was a big part of it, you know, when you question the owner's son and all that stuff and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it wasn't. And he wasn't involved in the offseason. But for me, I don't think it should be a hard – if you want to – I'm assuming he wants to play football. Like, you know, if you're still contemplating whether you want to play football, don't go on the visit to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be – you know, just say, you know what, I don't even know if I want to play. Just take me off your list, and I have to get in where I fit in if I, you know, change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's no – like, he's not going to go – I didn't think the Giants was ever a viable option because the Giants aren't in the position to win.
Mm.
Right? I mean
– yeah, no. So, the NFC is a little topsy-turvy as a division, but so every team in there is
Minnesota
better.
Might have been the best option, but that didn't even get to him getting on the plane and going there.
Right, but they were less sold on him than he was on them.
Okay, so that just didn't work out, right? But Pittsburgh obviously likes him enough to get there. Maybe they check his temperature or whatever, but once you get there, then it's also and him and Mike Tomlin have respect for each other. You know that that's the best place for you to win.
When you have no other visits lined up, so why not just say, yeah, I'm in?
Yeah, or see what, and you're not going to play for him, probably $5 million. They're going to, you know, they got to pay him. Heck, Russell's off the books, and same with Justin Fields. So you got to figure out what, you know, what's reasonable that you can, you know, do because you still want to have money to, you know, so you can, you know, 1 year deal with an option or whatever. Maybe he's taking a couple of days, you know, to think about it. You got to think Russell Wilson went on a visit and took some time. I just would think with him, you know, he's the best option out there for Pittsburgh, considering the assets that they have in the skill position, you know, with Metcalf, Pickens, Fairmouth, and then, you know, hopefully you think their offensive line improves, a legit defense. They need a guy that can actually play. And I'm sure that they could, you know, work an offensive system to where he could, you know, have some sort of control.
So if Pittsburgh doesn't get Aaron Rodgers, Cubsker is asking this, is Pittsburgh a team? That was going to be my question, right? Because they're not a team that wants to trade up, right? They're a draft capital, draft and develop sort of team. I don't know if there's a rookie quarterback ready to step in and win now. I don't see a Jaden Daniels in this draft. I don't see an Andrew Luck in this draft.
Yeah,
so
Pittsburgh does not. I can't. You know, the best thing that could happen for Pittsburgh. Is somebody be dumb enough to pick you guys got a shout out right there that want to trade for Pickens.
Yeah.
And they'd be able to move up. But they don't have enough draft capital, and they've never been to jump up to get. Mm-hmm. Like Pittsburgh, if they're really trying to make noise, they need like a Cam Ward. Kind of like when Ben Roethlisberger came in as a rookie, enough passing, but can really get you off schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously can throw deep to, you know, Metcalf and whoever. I guess Shador could do it as well. I think, you know, that would be a great fit, you know, and all that stuff. But if they're trying to win now with obviously Mike Tomlin, I wouldn't say on the hot seat, but kind of, you know, people questioning his, you know, non-losing, you know, doesn't have a losing season, getting into playoffs, but not being very, you know, competitive. And if you like next, the big thing is if you're in a position like Pittsburgh or the Giants, somewhat the Jets, because Aaron Glenn is going to, if it doesn't work out with Justin Fields, they're going to be in the market. Mm-hmm. And those type of teams, you're looking at next year's quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And if you like those as much or a little bit better, then you can get a veteran. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers got to make a decision. But I think he likes this deal. I mean, I guess I look at it like this. Their offseason, you know, anymore offseason or Austin isn't that hard. So you're not obligated to be there. You know, like for me, even, you know, when I was, you know, a little bit higher or, you know, a little bit older in my career, you know, you always felt like you need to be around and, you know, because it was not mandatory, but mandatory. Whereas like you're a veteran quarterback, like he's not participating in the offseason program. He's not lifting weights there. He's there for the mini camps and maybe a couple of days, you know, after and before to create some continuity, and then they'll go throw somewhere, you know, probably, you know, I think he lives in California or whatever. Who knows what he's thinking?
Your top 10 potential quarterbacks in the 2026 NFL draft. Not all these are confirmed, obviously, just potential. Arch Manning, Nico Iamaleva, Drew Aller, Lenora Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, Sam Leavitt, Jackson Arnold, Miller Moss, Carson Beck.
Leavitt, Nussmeier, distant second, Beck. All the other guys are right in there. And then, but you know what? There's going to be two guys that are not even on that list. They're going to rise up.
Connor Wegman, Haynes King.
I mean, Wegman's okay. He's a Texas A&M, right?
Yeah. Noah Fifita.
Yeah. No.
Avery Johnson.
No.
Ty Simpson at Bama. I'm trying to scroll through the list here. Blake Shapen at Mississippi State. Preston Stone. Tyler Van Dyke coming off of injury. Caden Salter. Colorado, yeah. from Liberty.
Yeah, I don't know if they get it up to like first or second round, but you got some guys like Nico. He's definitely going to be appealing just because of being 6'6", live arm, can run, you know, just a unique, you know, specimen of a quarterback. So if you like those options or think those options are as good, then you know, you can hold pat and try to do the veteran thing like the Giants. Also, with the ownership putting you on hot seat, if he brings in, if you guys don't win, Russ is gone. Jameis probably is gone. The head coach and the GM is gone. So the new head coach and GM are going to pick their new coach or new quarterback anyways, or free agents and new quarterback anyways. But Pittsburgh seems like a good spot for Aaron.
What's the holdup, man? Come on. Get to it. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I just think with him, I just think you just wouldn't want to go out like that. I think he can always get into media. I think he can go on whatever Pat Mack, you know, do that thing, and he can probably.
But if you want to play football, make your decision. If you don't want to play football, why would a team be?
Why wouldn't I would ask him, like, why wouldn't you want to play for Pittsburgh? Money not being a deterrent.
You got plenty, dude.
Like, I assume Pittsburgh's not going to disrespect you with an offer, and you had some sort of idea based on their salary cap situation and what your agent has talked to with their GM. I'm assuming. Why wouldn't you want to? It's a storied franchise, a legit head coach, a legit defense, a great competitive division. You got a number one receiver, a legit number one receiver, a big body receiver out there. You got to, you know, you could really, really, you know, do some damage.
And if you play well, that's image rehab. I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares about his image that much, but someone around him does. Like, if Aaron Rodgers plays decently for Pittsburgh, that is a huge boost to how the general population thinks about Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, why wouldn't you care? Like, I'm sure he cares. I mean, he doesn't probably care what the media think, but I'm sure he cares what the people that he went, you know, to battle with and against. Because that's who you really long for. So, and there is some stuff that he probably needs to, you know, that he probably thinks he can handle a little bit better than he did in New York. I just wouldn't want to go out. I just wouldn't want to go.
Not like last year.
No, I wouldn't. No. At all. I mean, but, you know, maybe.
But the flip side is it could be worse.
I think it's only worse if he's not truly invested. And maybe that's what he's working through. Can he get there? And it is harder once you get, you know, playing. I mean, he's been playing a long time.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't play for the majority of his, you know, first quarter of his, you know, career.
40-40.
Yeah, but it's a long time. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that played in the league, would like an extra year or two, or would like that opportunity for another year or two or three. You know, not to tell him what to do with his body, but he should definitely, you know, really, really consider it. He can always retire.
But can't always play.
Right. And you can't always go to a place like Pittsburgh. If you do well there, or if you do the things you need to do, no matter how the season turns out, your image is better.
Yeah.
That's what I would want. So we shall see. We're going to take a quick break. Come back, Austin. We're going to talk about we'll talk a little bit of Nebraska Pro Day. I don't know, you know, what the numbers were, but I will talk about what it's like to go through Pro Day. What's next for them. And, you know, how it can be a little bit of downtime, but then also probably the most stressful time, you know, leading up to the draft. So Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.